right, if you're just joining us, we're in the middle of talking Bob and Sun City Festival, which if you take Bell Road far enough, it turns into Sun Valley Parkway and goes all the way down to I-10 around the west side of the White Tanks. The last subdivision you get to before it turns south is Sun City Festival. Kind of stands alone out there. And he has a Brazilian pepper tree.
Cut to the ground
because it froze
back.
It resprouted. What are we going to tell them?
I mean, I'm glad that you made that effort to try to salvage that tree before you yanked it out and took that stump out. I often recommend to my customers that if you do have a tree that freezes back or has some damage above ground and maybe even is broken in a storm, people are tempted just to kind of throw it away and start over. But you have to realize the root system is still healthy and in the ground. Even after frost damage, the root system was insulated. It's ready to push new growth. And I'll tell customers, just cut back to good wood, cut back to even if it's a scaffold of main branches. And in this case, cutting the tree all the way to the ground and just give it a fighting chance to see if it survives. And quite often, you'll be really surprised with the results. I have found that these trees that we cut back to a scaffold of branches are beautiful, luxurious trees a couple of years later. And to think that we might have opted to take that tree out, put a 15 or 5 gallon tree in there and start the whole process over again of regrowing that, that tree with the well-established root system will grow so much more quickly than a new tree. So I'm really glad that he gave it a chance. He has 5 sprouts that have grown up. You might want to consider, is one of them nice and healthy and well attached to the stump where it grew up? You might want to cut 4 of them down and retrain that one to become a single trunk tree. Maybe you like the multi-trunk appearance. Maybe you can trim those and kind of prune that to become more of a shrub-like tree. But yeah, lots of options.
Now, what's his risk of it freezing again, or what does he need to do to help prevent it from getting? You had mentioned it probably sounds a little bit like the jacaranda, where after a couple years, when it's strong enough, it's not going to be that sensitive. But these next couple years, as it's growing, what does he need to do to protect it?
Yeah, for all your shrubs right now, your lantana and your other shrubs that are frost sensitive, and your smaller trees as well, this is a really good time to be thinking about frost protection. You want to go to your local nursery or hardware store and pick up some frost cloth. They actually make a lightweight frost cloth material that you can drape over your plants. If you are going to use frost cloth over your trees, you want to create a dome over the top of the tree or a large shrub. And you want it to be like a tent where the edges of the frost cloth actually reach the ground. We'll often put a brick or even some soil or some decomposed granite, take a few shovelfuls of granite. So leave enough of a drape at the bottom where you've got a foot or two of extra material that hits the ground, because you want to create an entire dome. You don't want to wrap up the foliage of the plant and leave the trunk exposed. You want the dome of the material to go all the way to the ground, so you're actually trapping some warmer air inside the entire tree, including the stump. That way, you'll have a lot more success with your frost protection.
Very good. Let's see what Ann's question is. Calling from Glendale. Welcome to the program. Ann, good morning.
Oh, I'm hearing you now. Good morning. I have a thriving mesquite tree that's about 3 years old. And when I was listening to the program a few years ago, they were talking about when a mesquite tree gets to a certain point, you may want to stop watering it, period, because of the fact with the heavy, high winds that from time to time, it may blow over. Am I understanding that right? Right now, it's getting watered during the wintertime, maybe every 2 weeks unless it rains.
Well, I don't think that irrigating the tree or over-irrigation of the tree would be responsible for the tree blowing over, except that it would be putting on so much foliage that it would need to be pruned a little more regularly. But you want to get a nice deep soaking on the tree on a periodic basis just to make sure that it's healthy. People say once these desert trees are established, you can shut the water off. And that's true to an extent. You know, if you have a very vigorous, like a hybrid mesquite or one of the hybrid palaverdes, you don't want to be watering them so much that they become, really, really large and have excessive end weight. That being said, in the summers, if you do shut your water off, you have to be monitoring them and supplementing them with some sort of water. If we go through a prolonged period in spring or summer where we don't get our regular rainfall. So I would be more concerned about making sure that you, when you do water, that you water nice and deeply so that the roots are deep in the soil and it's not waterlogged just before a monsoon wind does come.
You've got a class coming up here at the Desert Botanical Gardens.
We do on Sunday, January 25th from 2 to 5 p.m. I'll be teaching a shrub pruning class at the Desert Botanical Garden. You can go to their website at the dbg.org and sign up there. It's going to be a good class. For those of you who want to learn how to prune your shrubs, especially ones that might have gotten come through the frost and are getting ready to kind of get them back back on their feet, so to speak, that seminar will be for you.
Mr. Jesse Sanchez, thanks for bringing us the jacaranda, pronounce it correctly for me.
Well, I actually met with a customer one time, and the word jacaranda came out of my mouth, and she was real quick to correct me, and she says, no, that is a jacaranda.
Jacaranda,
and it's native of Mexico, and so she kind of gave me a little bit of education on the jacaranda tree. Now, in Latin language, you know, the J is pronounced with an H. My name is Jesus in Spanish, which is with the J.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast, located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.